It's the most anticipated night in the world of entertainment.
Is it though?
Is it?
It is now. An award show for the people, by the people. A night when the finest series and films will take center stage.
We have a stage?
Do we?
This one. Coming to you live from the Andrews Basement Performing Arts Center in Birmingham, Alabama. It's the 2024 Spoily Awards. Woo! Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Spoilers Intended, a podcast about series and films. I'm Ryan, joined as always by Maverick, apparently.
Oh, hello.
Or Andrew. And
I
Steven.
I have a good Tom Cruise impression.
Hi there. Yeah, you should have done a, I don't know.
You need to work on that.
Just jump up and
jump on the chair.
Jump up and down the chair.
And this is the 2024 Spoily Awards, where we asked you.
The first annual.
The first.
First in the annual.
Yes.
First annual. How you would say, yes.
First And yeah, hopefully we'll be annual. We asked you to vote on the best movies and TV shows reviewed on our podcast so that we could honor the outstanding achievements that have graced our screens.
Honestly, we've had some really good stuff this year.
We went through the nominations, and prior to this, I would have said, boy, 2023 was a rough year. And we started going through this. Man, we watched some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, you get through like the end of the year and you're like, what did I even watch this year? And then like, as we went back and did like our nominations for this and everything, I'm like, wow, we actually watched some really good stuff.
We watched some bangers. Yeah.
All right, so as with everything we do, this episode is brought to you by the kind and generous support of our extremely smart and very attractive patrons.
Yes,
Steven,
thank you so much.
Incredibly attractive.
Let's talk about our patrons.
Let's talk about our patrons. So we want to give a very special shout out to all of you who have supported the show throughout the years. They are Daniel, Finn, T. McCaleb, Jason, Mark, Travis, Andy, Taylor, Grant, Robert, Sue, Holly, Ken, Baron, Nick, Brian, Christian, Brad, Colin, Andrew, Ethan, T-Mac, Ryan, Nick again, different Nick.
Nick with the sequel. Nick with the C, I don't know.
Lady Palutena, Scott, Tyndall, Matthew, and Allison. Huge thank you.
Huge thank you.
Thank you so much.
Massive. You have no idea.
Do you see this nice and wrinkly?
And you bought this. You didn't actually buy this.
No. I've had this for years. And it's been sitting in a... This. Yeah, you bought this.
Yeah.
This is what you actually purchased.
Yeah.
Among other things. Like the buzzers. We don't have the buzzers here.
Oh, we should have brought the buzzers out.
We don't need the buzzers in this echoey room.
We actually didn't need that kind of chaos here. But yes, the buzzers as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's start with our first award, shall we?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. The first up, we have the Heavy Lifting Award. This is an actor or actress that carried a lesser movie or series on their back. Our nominees are Tim Curry for Clue, Jason Momoa for Fast X, Ray Stevenson for Ahsoka, and Daniel Craig for Glass Onion.
Yeah, so whenever we got these...
like, our tiny envelope?
I didn't realize that these were very small envelopes. I thought we were going to have like a big one.
If you're just listening on the podcast feed, you should check out the YouTube video so you can see how tiny the envelopes we actually ordered.
I'd just like to point out, the link was sent to both of you. You both looked at this and said, yeah, that's good.
I said, gold envelopes looks great to me. I didn't know they were literal like...
All right.
These envelopes for ants.
All right. And the heavy lifting award goes to...
Yeah.
Don't do a drum roll like that.
Ray Stevenson from Ahsoka.
Hey!
All right. I mean, to be fair, I think he definitely did the most.
Don't get me wrong. I think all four nominees had a strong case.
I mean, Momoa for sure.
He really dragged. He worked something
hard for that one. I think Tim Curry probably had the least amount of work to do.
Well, there were other people that were good in that movie. Mm-hmm.
But Tim Curry makes Clue.
He makes it, but like the concept of the movie was solid to begin with.
Right, exactly. Whereas Ahsoka has some questionable moments and you're like, oh, thankfully we're looking at serious man.
Yeah. Balin Skull did a like he's just a great character and Ray Stevenson really brought him to life.
Also, we're really gonna miss Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, for sure. It's very sad at his passing.
Horrible.
Yes.
All right, next up. Who wants to read that? Andrew,
we have Talk to the Hand, which is the best fight scene. It can be hand-to-hand combat, swords, lightsabers, improvised weapons, etc.
Yeah.
So we have the Mall Brawl from Police Story. We have Ramona Flowers versus Roxy Richter in Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Ip Man versus the Karate Black Belts, 10 of them in Ip Man.
For those counting.
Gotta be specific now. Yeah.
The Bathroom Brawl in Mission Impossible Fallout.
Reload those arms.
Ahsoka versus Baylan in Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Shulin.
Shulin, yeah. I always get that wrong. Shulin versus Yen in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
All right.
So and the winner is...
I'm just going to rip this like a savage.
See, I opened mine up perfectly fine.
I'm ripping this like a savage. The winner is the Mall Brawl from Police Story.
Oh, wow.
That's
actually pretty awesome.
That really is. Pretty unexpected, I'm not going to lie.
I actually figured Ip Man versus Karate Black Belts was going to win.
I honestly thought that the Bathroom Brawl or Ahsoka versus Balin.
But the Mall Brawl, like you can't mess with the Mall Brawl. No,
well, because it's basically like 20 minutes of just stuntmen beating the snot out of each other.
It is an incredible Jackie sequence. Chan,
who is also his own stuntman.
Right.
and also Jackie Chan was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it ends with that huge, you know, the pole slide. But there's so much broken glass. And in our episode, we mentioned that the glass was double thick.
To make it look.
Yeah, like what's it called? Like sugar glass or whatever. Yeah. So
caused a lot of injuries on set.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Let's take a minute real quick just to point out our lovely shirts.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really mention those.
Yeah, we do have our t-shirt.
We had to get dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah.
Again, and if you're listening at home on the podcast audio version, check out the YouTube because you got to see.
Andrew also decided that the lights were too bright.
Well, hey, look, I had LASIK done to my eyes and there are bright lights happening here.
You should be used to lasers flying into your eyes.
You don't know where I'm looking at. I could be looking over here. Over
there. I could be looking in another room.
Looking behind me.
All right, what's next?
So moving on to the next category, we have The Heat on My Face. This is the award for the best action sequence. And our nominees are The Tank Chase from GoldenEye, the Dragon's Breath fight in John Wick 4.
Very good.
Motorcycle Insanity from Juwan.
Definitely.
Prison Escape from RRR. Mm-hmm. And final nominee is Bank Heist Getaway Shootout in Heat.
It's a good shootout.
There's some good scenes in this one.
I don't know.
Well, let's see
who the winner is.
Yeah.
See, he opened it fine.
I'm going to savage all of these. I'm going to open that with my teeth.
Oh, wow. The winner is the Bank Heist Getaway Shootout from Heat.
That is incredibly
got some fellow Heat heads out there. All right.
don't ever call them that again.
Heat heads.
Nope. I mean, to be fair, it's a fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like, I mean, again.
I kind of thought the tank chase from GoldenEye would win this, honestly, because it's such an iconic thing.
Dragon's Breath fight? Like, these are just
I know, like, honestly, all of them are really good. I wanted Juwan, the motorcycle chaos, to win.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, Heat is also, like, very near and dear to
my heart. I would assume GoldenEye had this in the bag.
Really?
Just because it's probably the most watched out of all these.
It's also such an insane sequence,
I mean,
honestly.
That is true. Like, probably most everyone that has listened to the podcast has definitely watched GoldenEye.
Let's be honest. Most of our listeners are of the age that they probably saw it in theaters.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their dads did. What's up, Gen Z?
Get out of here, old man.
No cap. All right. Next up, we got Side Splitter. This is the best intentionally or unintentionally funny scene. So we got the Melting Bard from D&D Hat,
classic.
Which is Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves. We'll say the full name the first time. From here on out, D&D
Hat. Yeah.
The Children's Play from the Addams Family, which always makes me laugh. The Milking Machine from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This one kills me.
Mutant Mayhem. The My Daughter scene from Jawan, which was just great.
Well, that was it was just such a random moment.
Just dropped in there.
And then the convertible car wreck from Suzume.
Okay, so here we go.
A lot of good options.
Who is our winner?
Splitter.
Who's our winner?
I have a feeling I know who this is.
Oh, yeah?
The Melting Bard by Dungeons & Dragons Hat.
That is absolutely deserved.
There's no way that doesn't win, I think, in this.
Just an amazing... Yeah. Honestly... D&D Hat was an amazing film that deserved far more than it got, both at the box office and critically.
I mean, you never know. I mean, like, it's going to have... I bet we're still going to get a...
I hope we get...
A sequel.
I think they'll talk of a possible TV show at some point. I just want a sequel.
Well, like, if we get another one, it's okay for them to just recast the whole...
It's just cast. Another...
Yeah, it's just another party. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the issue with getting the same exact people back was they shot that, I think, pre-pandemic, and then it got delayed like a bunch of times. Yeah. So, like, everyone's moved on assuming that wouldn't be a franchise. Yeah,
and it's been, you know, 6 years almost when this started.
Supposedly, Chris Pine still plays D&D with his family like, all the time. Like, he's a huge, big fan.
I'm sure he'd be down for it.
I'd love to bring him in,
Even if they do get a new core group, it'd be nice to have cameos from
people. Like, they're just in the background doing their own thing.
They're in the tavern setting up the adventure, and he's in the background just playing.
They just show up in the same dungeon that the new party parties in.
Yeah. Hey, how y'all doing?
Questing for the same item.
Yeah, right. That would be fun.
All right. Next up, we got Score of the Score.
All right. Score of the Score. Best overall musical score. This is one of my favorite categories just because I love music. So we have...
confirmed music file.
Oppenheimer, The Boy and the Heron, Interstellar, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Suzume, and Gladiator.
A lot of good options there.
Yes. Savage this thing open here. Oh, not as good.
Yeah, you just opened it up just fine. You can do it. It is possible.
Start just biting it with your teeth. Just
so the winner is Raiders of the Lost Ark and Interstellar. We have a tie.
Okay.
Wow.
That is actually, we had a pretty good number of votes on this. I'm actually really impressed we had a tie. So the note here also says they tied, each getting 34% of the vote.
Okay.
All right.
That is unexpected.
It is unexpected. Yeah. I was probably going to say Oppenheimer was going to win it.
I would have thought, honestly, Oppenheimer. I could see Oppenheimer, Gladiator taking it.
That Interstellar is killer,
now,
though.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is...
It's iconic. A classic. So yeah, I think what you got here is you got like a really good modern movie and then like an iconic, classic movie.
I mean, it's a good mix here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
All righty. So next up, keeping with the music themes, we have the best banger. This is the best individual song from a soundtrack. And the nominees were Natu Natu from RRR.
So good.
Fuck. Oh, banger.
Almost.
Easy, Steven. Easy.
Whoa. It just brings it out of me. What can I say? I was just sitting here looking right at them with their suspenders, man.
He got all hot and bothered. He couldn't handle it.
We've got I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie. The season one opening of Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury.
Yeah.
The season two outro from Mobile Suit Gundam. Ryan and I both argued hard for both of us because the outro is a banger. And finally, American Prometheus from Oppenheimer.
All right. Let's see who the winner is.
And the winner is...
It's another tie.
Wait, what? Really?
Yes. This is between I'm Just Ken and Natu Natu from RRR.
That's so deserving, though.
Both with 34.6% of the votes.
Wow.
Wow. Two ties already.
I mean, yeah, I think Natu Natu for me.
Honestly, Natu Natu felt like a slam dunk, but I'm Just Ken was also really... So I was really conflicted when I was making my voting.
To me, it's like... I'm Just Ken got a bigger laugh out of me, obviously, in the theater.
Reaction. Oh, yeah,
it's
absurd.
But Natu Natu, I listen to on Spotify. Yeah, I don't listen to I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, I haven't listened to I'm Just Ken.
No, to me, it exists in the movie and it's great. Mm-hmm. But out of context, but where Natu Natu is like
you can just listen to it.
It just comes up on our playlist. It's like, let's go.
All right, next up, we're going to do I'm Not Crying, There's Something in My Eye, the best tug at your heartstrings moment. So we got Not Yet, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. It's a tough scene.
Just the whole film.
Long, Long Time, which is season one, episode three of The Last of Us. We have awesome. Old Lady Bakes Her a Cake from Kiki's Delivery Service. That one got
always
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Barry tells his mom goodbye in The Flash.
Man, at that, the end of this film is like, is this film going to make me cry, really?
Probably the best part of the movie, if I'm being honest. Holga Was Mom All Along from D&D Hat.
Solid.
And 20 Years of Messages from Interstellar, so which just gets me every time, too.
Yeah, so this is the actual reason why I'm wearing sunglasses right now. So you can't see me cry.
He's been crying the entire episode.
The whole episode. Just for this moment. Just for this right one. Here.
You put a camera on that boy, he just starts crying.
All right. And the winner is Not Yet from Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Wow.
I actually didn't expect that.
I would
That's
not
a pretty powerful
shocked.
Scene.
It is.
I wouldn't have been shocked to see other winners. I will, because I'm looking at my list right now. I definitely voted for Not Yet.
Oh, I voted for...
I think I did Last of Us.
Because, that whole movie was... pretty crushing.
It was. But it just made me angry.
I mean, yes.
Sure.
For good reason.
I mean, that's kind of what it's supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
If you're not mad about animal cruelty.
There's some other problems.
We need bigger issues going on. Yeah. All right. What up? What's up
All
next?
All right. What up, dog? No.
What up, Andrew? What we got next?
No. Please no.
Oh, yeah. No. Nope. Dripping like a faucet.
Like all three of us right now.
Yeah.
Best costume slash outfit. So we have the fur coat, no shirt from Ken from Barbie.
It's a good look.
Suspenders and slacks from Raju and RRR.
Another hot look.
Coronation outfit from Josephine and Napoleon.
Another hot spicy look.
Balan Skull and Shinhati from Ahsoka. They have just really fly armor and such cloaks a good look. And stuff. Then we have the white suit from Admiral Garp in One Piece live action.
Also what an awesome outfit. But especially when you put the bulldog hat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to cut the bulldog hat.
And we have the quintessential white armor from Commodus and Gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Such a good...
Some really good looks here. Yeah. I had a hard time with this vote.
I don't even remember who I voted
for.
This
one was actually pretty tough because I really like Commodus. Like, he's
just
like...
Classic. Yeah, it's
yeah. Really, yeah.
I will say, I heard from several voters that they had a difficult time throughout this, that we gave them some tough choices, which I'm happy for.
Well, good. Yeah. That means we recorded good stuff.
Yeah. Amidst everything else.
Yeah.
Anyways, the winner of Dripping Like a Faucet is... Not a tie. Fur coat, no shirt, Ken from Barbie.
It's kind of expected.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, it's on everybody's mind right now. It's also a really good look. The double sunglasses. You could have had double sunglasses.
I could. I have multiple sunglasses upstairs.
You are letting us down.
Come on. Think of the
We should have thought ahead.
You could have worn the Ray-Bans that record as your second set and then recorded behind the scenes.
I sold those.
I sold those. Alrighty, moving forward, the next category is It's All Real. This is the best use of practical effects.
Yeah.
Okay. An underrated thing in cinema these days.
Yeah. I think a lot of general audiences probably don't realize what they're seeing is practical versus...
It's incredibly appreciated when you see it now.
It is. Yeah. Well, especially if you're, like, if you listen to a review podcast that... Hearts cares about things. Those things.
Like this one that we're in the middle
that
of.
We're right doing now. Right there. It's weird how that works
Go
out.
Go figure. Yeah. So the nominees were Oppenheimer, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Great use of miniatures.
So good. Oh, yeah. So good. The Last of Us.
Also great use of
the
makeup.
The clickers were crazy. Wow,
some crazy stuff there. 1917.
Just the whole movie.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 1990.
They're doing roundhouse kicks and
40 pounds
suits.
Of rubber suits. And Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. So that is...
They used a real sandstorm in that
one. Well, they put him on the outside of the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, he was definitely there.
They suspended IMAX cameras from the side of the tallest building in the world.
No big deal.
Honestly, that's even more of an engineering feat than him just hanging on the side of the building.
And they broke a bunch of glass on the building between the stunts and probably the actual mounting process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
All right, and the winner is... I'm just Stevening in this one.
Get
right
in
here.
There. Just get your finger in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say it that way, please. That phrasing.
Get in there. Wiggle it around a little.
1917.
Woo!
I mean, it should be that.
Incredibly deserved.
Yeah. I mean, like, come
they
on.
They built sets for the cuts. So, like, not built the cuts around the sets.
Oppenheimer, right, was Christopher Nolan being like, what if... I built a bomb so big, you would think it's a nuke. Whereas what Sam Mendes from 1917 was like, what if I just recreated World War I?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they had, I think it was like...
How much
like
of it? Its entirety.
It's just the whole thing.
Yeah, it was a couple miles worth of trenches.
Like, oh, it was insane. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Just insane.
All right, next up we have Fix It in Post, the best use of CGI. Up first, we have The Creator.
Oh, so good.
Then we have Inception.
Slow down over there, buddy.
I haven't.
I can hear that crinkle.
I can't see it.
I can hear
it opening it up.
Can I finish with the nominee?
No, absolutely not. Steven is getting mad at me because I'm trying to.
I feel like I gotta keep you in line. Settle down in the back seat. I'll pull this thing over.
This is why Ryan's sitting in between us.
Oh. We have The Creator. We have Inception. We have Interstellar, and we have Godzilla Minus One.
All right.
For all the talk about CGI.
And the winner for choices. Fix It in Post is...
Get it out.
It's fighting him.
Godzilla Minus One.
Whoa. That's a good choice. The Creator was also... Would have been...
Oh, yeah. I kind of thought it would be The Creator, but Godzilla Minus One...
Well, no. Impressed when you look at how much money they spent...
That's true.
Didn't spend.
The return on investment.
Spend, yeah.
Yeah.
When they told the director, so you had a $15 million budget, and he's like, oh, I wish we did. Wait, how much did you make this for?
Really? It only cost you $10
million? Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. All right, guys. We've had a lot of fun, but I want to slow things down a little bit, because as any award show has, we need to take a minute to remember... those that we've lost along the way. First up, we have the original Spoilers Intended theme song.
It is no longer with us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Then we have scores. Just scores.
I tell you, all those 7.3s gone like tears in the rain.
The math was just too much.
Just too much.
Too much.
Then we have the Tascam recorder replaced by the beautiful big boy over
by
here.
By a real podcast piece of equipment.
An actual piece of equipment meant for what we do.
Yes. Next up, we had ad read sketches. We did those for a while.
We almost killed our editor.
Yeah, was me.
He joined, and then he was like, I can't do this.
I can't do this anymore.
It's taking me longer to edit the sketch than it is the whole episode. That's a red flag.
And finally, spectacle, performance, score, plot, and entertainment categories.
I know.
It's really sad to say goodbye to the score of the score.
I know.
It hurt, actually.
It lives on in our hearts.
It's still here every once in a while, but just as a meme.
It shows up as a joke.
Yes.
How would that feel? You pass away and then you're just a joke forever.
I'm sure that's happened to a lot of people, actually.
I was trying to come up with an example and I couldn't.
Please don't. Whoever's out there is like, oh, that's my dad.
It's Napoleon.
It kind of is Napoleon.
Yeah.
British propaganda.
All right. Next up, we got Andrew. You want to take this one?
Yeah. So we have It Really Ties the Room Together. Best set design. And the nominees are The Barbie Movie, The Last of Us, One Piece Live Action, Grand Budapest Hotel, and 1917.
All really good
These
set
are
design.
Actually, this yeah. was really
this
hard
was
for
really
me.
This is a really difficult vote, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll note, I have not molested this envelope yet.
Okay, whatever. Until the word, coitus.
Until it's time.
Phrasing.
That's not how that works. Until it's time to announce what the winner is.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The Barbie Movie.
Hey!
All right. Okay, that was actually a bit of a upset for me.
Really? You think
so? Yeah, I think One Piece Live Action.
I mean,
personally.
The thing is, any winner of this category
feels
like an upset of the other.
Yeah, because they're all fantastic.
It's such a good category.
Well, with like the Barbie movie especially, though, you think of all the Barbie Land sets. Mm-hmm. There's just so much there. That look, even like the Mattel stuff at the boardrooms and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked great.
Yeah, I mean, it was a phenomenal set. What was it? They bought all the pink paint available to them at the time.
There was a global pink shortage for paint for a while.
Yeah. All right. So moving forward to our next category is Did You Hear That? Best Sound Design. Our nominees for this were Heat.
Oh, man. The sound of those, like, the actual blanks being fired. Yeah.
The Last of Us.
Yeah. Just so many, like, clickers.
Oh, you're too good at that. Like, are you cracking your knuckle?
He's not in a...
Do we need to put him
just grated my teeth
on
quarantine? he's an old man. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's when you need to make the sound, you just go.
Yeah. That's just the sound when I move.
Spine just breaks.
Yeah.
Just my knee.
What's this? Just break my back by turning. Who else?
Also, Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. The radiation noises.
Man. Mobile Suit Gundam. The Witch from Mercury.
Lasers, etc.
Yeah.
The beams of the...
Yeah, they have some really good...
Oh, yeah. And then finally, Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've seen
it's
this.
It's actually
up.
A powerhouse film, and it's the first time it's popped up. I'm actually a little surprised. You can't do set design, though, for it.
You
could, theoretically. All right, and the winner is Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, wow,
a dark horse.
First time it shows up, and boom, instant win.
I mean, there was a lot of really good sound design in there, though, like the thwips and like the sound.
Every time you get a thwip out of a Spider-Man film, oh,
well, so especially good. Whenever they're in the future,
the Spider-Man HQ,
2099 or whatever. Like, man, there's some really good moments in there.
All right, next up we have Thespian of the Year. This is the best performance from an actor or actress. So let's go through this. We got Ralph Fiennes.
Don't look at me. Man, I'm still so mad about that.
Ralph Fiennes.
I looked straight at Ryan and was like, look, I know, like, I've already got, the first name is easy, but how do you, like, is it Fiennes? Is it Fiennes? I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Fiennes. It's Ralph Fiennes. I was like, whoa, I did not have the first name.
Next up, we have Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us. So good. He killed it in that role. Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer.
Looking at Andrew.
Yeah, that's me. That's definitely a me problem.
Cillian Murphy. Yeah,
Cillian Murphy.
Raul Julia from the Addams Family, who he just sold out for that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us.
Also selling out for it.
And then Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator.
All right. And the winner is for Thespian of the Year, Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us. Congratulations.
That's right. Yes, Pedro is everybody's daddy. You actually
did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, yeah, you did really good, dude. Good. Is he here? We invited him. I don't see him.
I think he's in the back over there.
Oh, the green room is over where? Where do we have the green room?
But seriously, like whenever he saves Ellie, like right.
Oh, going into the hospital room or whatever, the operating theater.
Yeah. Oh, just man.
So good.
Good stuff.
All right. So we have, let me scroll. I was a little bit behind. Clever Girl, the biggest twist or surprise in a movie or series.
Yeah.
The nominees are Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury,
yep.
Across the Spider-Verse, and Glass Onion.
All right.
All things containing a twist.
They got twisty with it. Wow. So the winner here is Across the Spider-Verse.
Ooh.
Coming through again.
Second win.
I almost jumped out of my seat at the end of the film where I was like, because I didn't catch that it was a different world line or world number. And I was like,
It was interesting because I think we did Across and Fast X like back to back and both end with cliffhangers. And one of those cliffhangers, I was just like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And the other one, I was like,
yeah.
And you'll know only one of those is a nomination.
That is true. Yeah.
All righty. So moving forward. Oh, this is brutal here. I would get this category. This is the nominees for The Sad Trombone, the movie or series that let us down.
Which is basically everything for Steven.
I want to lead this list. It's not appearing as a nomination because we didn't review it because it let us down so hard.
Yeah.
Wheel of Time Season 2. Just Wheel of Time in general, actually.
But Wheel of Time Season 2 in particular, we had it on the list for like a couple months, and then we got to it, and we were just like, we can't do this.
I got through one episode.
I forced my way through four episodes, and Ryan's like, I've watched one. I don't know if I can do this.
I'm out, guys.
We almost did an episode to where we were going to review it based on what we have seen. So Steven had seen four episodes. Ryan had only seen one. I had seen zero, and we were going to try and review it that way.
Yeah.
And it just couldn't be done. Yeah. So yeah. Ugh. Anyway. They didn't make the list because we didn't do a review.
That's an honorary sad trombone. But what are the actual?
The actual nominees for this are The Mandalorian Season 3, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Disappointment.
Freudian slip there.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as we wanted it to
be. The build up to it was a real letdown, actually.
The thing is, it's really tough whenever you have these categories and you're just like, it did disappoint me. But it's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we spent that whole summer doing all the missions. Like, these are so much better than I remember them being. This is
going to be
a banger. Yeah. And then Tom Cruise let us down. Next up, the Super Mario Brothers movie. You can make $1 billion, but that doesn't mean you're good. You can also be better than the 1990s Mario. It doesn't make you a good film.
It was just basic. That was the problem.
The Creator. So much promise.
Mile wide and an inch deep. It's just pretty, but there's nothing there.
And finally, Glass Onion.
Yeah. I loved Knives Out. And what a disappointing follow-up. Like, it started okay, and then it just, after you get going, you're like, oh, this is...
Yeah, this is where it's going.
There's some good performances. Like, it's not like it's a terrible movie. Yeah, I want to be clear.
It's not like anything within these was like, oh, everything about this was bad.
No.
There's some good stuff in this. It's just they didn't live up to the promise.
The only one I would argue that didn't really have a lot of good moments would be Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that one was just...
That's a very fair, valid. I was trying to be nice. That's true.
All right.
I'll be mean. I'll be the bad guy. The winner the sunglasses on.
For Sad Trombone is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Disappointment.
Yes.
Not disappointed at all.
Sorry, to see Andy.
That come through.
But it even says Dial of Destiny. It should have said Dial of Disappointment.
All right.
Man.
Next up, we have Didn't See That Coming, movie or series that was surprisingly good.
This was also a really good list.
Yes.
This was actually a tough list.
It really was, yeah. Like, that was the thing that, to try to pull it back positive from the disappointments. Yeah. It's like things that we reviewed that were like, yeah, it's probably fine, and it actually, like, impressed us. Number one, RRR. We talk a lot about that. If you don't know that we like RRR.
If you haven't seen RRR yet, you really need to.
You gotta watch it. Come on.
Yeah.
One Piece live action. Again, probably the best anime adaptation that's happened. Live action.
For TV series, absolutely.
What do you think for movies?
I have some.
Well, give us an opinion.
Speed Racer.
Oh, I.
Well, we'll get to that.
Why did we hesitate?
I don't know what's wrong with this answer is going to be. Okay. Godzilla minus one, which was very good. I knew it was going to be solid, but I didn't expect it to almost make me cry in a theater.
And be like one of the best movies of the year. Like,
yeah.
Just absolutely insane.
And then D&D Hat, which again, great movie. I thought it'd be pretty good. The trailer looked good, but it's a D&D movie. How can it be, you know, really
good? It was one of those things where I was worried that they weren't going to get it. And the first trailer dropped, I was like, oh man, they might get it. Like, oh, don't break my heart like this, boys.
I know. Yeah.
All right, here we go. And here we go. Didn't see that coming. Movie or series that was surprisingly good. Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo!
Honor Among Thieves.
Let's go.
D&D Hat.
Just like that, D&D Hat has taken as many awards as Across the Spider-Verse.
It's taken
Take
two.
That, Academy Awards.
Two. Yeah, they each have two. They each have two.
I can count.
Yeah.
I have hands.
I know. I just want to make it sound more dramatic.
I do what I can.
I will say, though, this category.
We're all proud of you.
This category is really what makes doing the show pleasant,
right? Oh, yeah.
And fun is when we hit something like RRR, which was a Patreon picks poll. Shameless plug. Our patrons were the ones who said that we should review this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you chose very
you
well.
You chose very You did us a huge favor.
Well, it always feels good to like step out of your comfort zone and watch something that like isn't Absolutely. What you typically watch. Oh, and then you love it and you're and like, it just hold on.
Hits. And that basically pushed us into to watching Jawan. And this coming year, we have a couple other, you know, foreign films that aren't Japanese that we're going to watch. Yeah.
Foreign films that aren't Japanese. Anime. You mean anime. Anime,
yeah.
I guess Godzilla's right there. But
yeah. All right. So this next category is not just for kids. We're talking about anime. Best animated movie or series.
Oof, mm-hmm. This is the category where Spider-Verse may take back the lead over D&D.
We'll see.
We'll see.
No promises.
So we have Suzume, mm-hmm. Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. Mm-hmm. The Boy and the Heron. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem.
Yep.
Also and good. Kiki's Delivery Service.
I got to say, this list of nominees.
This was not hard for me.
Both.
It was the Kid and the Goose.
Yeah, Kid and the Goose.
Kid and the Goose, nailed it. Both the new stuff and the old stuff that's mixed in here.
Yeah.
This is a stellar set of animation.
It is. Right we watched some really good.
We really did.
Good animated stuff.
All right. The winner is for Not Just for Kids. Would y'all like to guess? Could it be?
I could probably guess.
I bet it is because it is Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse absolutely deserves this. Oh,
it was
fantastic.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Even being the middle child of a trilogy, like it just does such a good job of expanding what was already almost a perfect movie the first time.
Yeah. That was my big fear for it was the first one, Into the Spider-Verse, was so good.
Yeah. So then it's like, where do you go except down? And then this was better?
It was almost like all you could do here is lose. And then it came out and it was like, okay, the lowest end of the bar here is this is as good as Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy bar.
I know. Yeah. That's wild. All right, what's up next, Steve?
So next up, we have Work That Dolly. This is the coolest shooting or editing moment of the year.
Yep.
And in that list of nominees, we have 1917 for the whole movie.
Just the whole thing, start to finish.
Just the movie.
You know, the movie.
We have The Escape from HQ in Across the Spider-Verse.
Good scene.
Mm-hmm. We have the hallway fight scene from Inception.
Inception's first mention of all the spoilers.
It is, actually. Yeah. Christopher Nolan's at home mad right now.
He's furious.
He's had multiple other films.
The guy has been blowing my phone up this whole time.
I can't stand. I have five films in the top 50 of IMDb. It might even be six at this point.
Probably
I flipped a hallway for you, he says.
The dream sequencing transitions from Paprika. First mention of that one.
Satoshi Kon.
That's a really good film.
Always good with that stuff.
Yeah.
And any kind of shot involving the nomad and the creator. That blue... Just traversing the landscape.
What a visual.
So cool.
I think I have an idea of where this is
I have a
going.
Good idea.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah.
Let me rip through this.
Just tear
snap
it up,
into
man.
A Slim Jim here. All right. Work That Dolly. The winner is 1917, the whole movie.
It deserves it.
It definitely deserves it.
Yeah. Another award for 1917.
Yeah. And what a phenomenal film, just as a whole. Like, if
you Sam Mendes did great.
And you haven't seen it, It is an intense.
You need to
film.
Watch 1917.
It's incredible. Like, there's just not enough films out there about World War One.
Okay.
And now this is it.
Oh, this is the big moment.
This is the big moment. Why did I get this?
you know what the pressure?
No, I'll take it. It's mine. No,
you can't have it. Why did I get this? You can't take it from me over my cold dead hands.
Do you not want the pressure? The Golden Spoily Award. This is the best. Are you going to be all right?
Maybe. I don't know.
The best of the best out of everything we reviewed this past year.
This is a big award right here.
It is.
Yeah. This is prestigious.
Yeah.
All right. First up, we have One Piece live action.
We need Andrew to make us the acrylic plaques for this, and we just mail just it.
We should mail it.
They can't refuse it. It's USPS.
Be on the news. Strange package intercepted. All right. Next up, we have The Last of Us. Very good. Mm-hmm. 1917 already won multiple awards tonight. Yes. Could it sweep? We'll find out.
Can it be a sweep if he's not nominated for everything?
Semantics, unclear.
We have 1970. Why was I nominated for best animated?
RRR. It's hard to say three R's in a row, by the way. RRR. Oppenheimer.
It's a descent into madness. Right.
We have Godzilla Minus One.
Definitely.
Suzume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, man.
All right. So
this is a list right here.
This was honestly pretty tough for me too, because I loved every single one of these.
Yeah.
In their own special way.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all our beautiful children that we had no part in making.
No part in creating.
And the winner for the Golden Spoily Award.
I'm so nervous.
Oh man.
Godzilla Minus One.
Oh my God.
Wow. I thought Across the Spider-Verse was going to take this.
I mean, Godzilla Minus One was such a force.
A powerhouse.
Yeah.
Like it was going into a Godzilla film and coming out. Like, did I cry in a Godzilla movie?
Let me tell you. Christopher Nolan with Oppenheimer, when this film came out, he sent it home and he's like, I shot a film in color and black and white. And Godzilla Minus One is like, we're going to re-release in black and white.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, and he's like, you can do that?
You know it's a
Zack Snyder's like, yeah!
Yeah!
Well, you know it's a fantastic response when a Japanese company is like, oh, we're only going to do like a limited release.
A week-long release, limited theaters
and then
in America.
Like, actually, it's just going to be in theaters until there's no longer a demand for it.
Until people quit going.
There are months of it out there. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What a fantastic film. It definitely deserves it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's got to be the best Godzilla movie since Shin Godzilla from 2016, I would say. And then
the first one from 1954.
In terms of like actual Godzilla movies, there's a ton I would like pick to be in here. But like as far as like just a good movie, you don't even have to be into Godzilla to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
It's just a great film.
Yeah.
A great period piece.
Good emotional core to it.
$12 million.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
$12 million in an Arby's coupon.
All right. So you want to speak about something else that was made for less than $12 million in an Arby's coupon.
Far less.
Our final category, not movie related. We asked the listeners, the viewers, the voter, what was your favorite episode of Spoilers Intended from the last year?
Yep.
And we have the full breakdown over here, but my wife was kind enough to give us a card breakdown of this as well.
A Cliff Notes for
you.
We're
going to see what this says. I'm curious.
It's opening.
It is. It's difficult to open these things. Oh, it's a whole, oh goodness. Oh,
oh and you dropped it. You blew it. You had one job.
Bye. Gone forever.
Thundry.
Just lost it.
All right, there you go.
It is a whole list. So,
start naming some of them off.
Well, how about the... Okay, yeah, sure. Why not? Police Story.
Sentences. How do they work?
I don't know. I'm struggling right now. So, Police Story.
Okay. Very good.
RRR.
That was a good episode.
Napoleon.
A really good intro on that.
The intro was phenomenal.
I am French. Oh, D&D Hat.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Ooh, we've got...
We had Joel on that one, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We needed a D&D expert.
Yeah. Oh, we did, yeah.
Yes. We didn't put him in the in memoriam because he didn't die. I briefly considered suggesting it. I was like,
Between recording and release, what if something happens? I don't want to put that anywhere.
God, the connotations of that.
Right. Yes. I don't need any of that hanging over
us. He's doing great.
He's doing great.
Enjoying his life with his kids.
Great guy.
Not having to go to the movies every weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Now I have to listen to these two chuckles.
We've got a patron voter in here, ChatGPT Movie Insanity.
Okay,
oh, that was a good one.
That was a good bonus episode.
Yeah. That by itself was worth $1.
Seriously, like the ChatGPT episodes that we've done so far have just gone off the rails so much.
It's so much fun.
And they're just way too much fun.
Oh, yeah. Man. A Clue.
Clue was great. It was a fun episode.
Barbenheimer.
That was another good episode.
That was a marathon of an episode. I think it was just the format of the
episode. The format. We crammed both of them into one episode. That was,
When I went back and was looking at the actual layout of like the timestamps, I was like, man, why is this so long? Oh, yeah, we did both of these together.
Yeah, when I was doing graphics for a lot of stuff, like updating things for YouTube and whatever, I was just like, oh, yeah, we did just kind of combine both of them.
Just do a two-hour episode. So all of those that I just listed each got one vote.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, with more than one vote, we have one-star reviews.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Which, any of them, they're all great.
Ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. They are,
and I have to say, we slog through some horrible, people say horrible things on the internet.
They really do.
We have to filter out by hate comments.
And that's after IMDb filtered out some of the worst stuff.
Yeah, there's all sorts of terrible stuff.
People spew. Oh. Getting far more than one vote. Mission Impossible 2.
Yes.
Budget Doves.
What a fantastic... That was
one of my favorite episodes.
That was probably one of the episodes where we finished, I took the headset off, and we sat there, we were like, that was so much fun.
Now this is podcasting.
Oh, God.
Never let him forget. Godzilla Minus One also received multiple votes.
Nice. It received three total, which was 8% of the votes.
That's where I was going with.
It's a good episode.
And finally, the winner from our voters of their favorite episode, all of them.
Aww.
We love. Thank you. That's super appreciated.
That's so nice.
I looked at this list and
this list before.
No, we didn't look at any of these awards. Once we put the form out there and y'all started voting, we didn't check the result as it went.
Steven had his wife go through and do all the tabulating and everything.
As a neutral
everything.
Party to go through and pull out each thing. She didn't tell me. The only thing was, the way our office is set up, right? Her desk is here, my desk is here, and I'm trying to just play a game and not pay attention. And behind me, I hear, Oh no. What? I was like, okay, you can't do this kind of
horse blinders on
around here.
Because every time you're like, what? What?
Yeah. Like, she's like, oh, wow. And I turn around and she's just hunched over writing something down. Like, I can't wait.
What's happening?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, seriously, thank you for, obviously voting and
being here with us.
Thanks for being a part of this magical night.
Yeah.
You know? Let's thank our patrons one more time. Let's go back through the list.
Oh, you want to go back? You want to go through the list one
them,
more time?
Without them, none of this would be possible.
We definitely would not have
very cheap, tiny envelopes. Would not have been able to
never get into that.
Our t-shirts.
Our t-shirts, yeah.
Or can we expense these?
Maybe I don't know.
I think we set a limit. You can only go so high. I'm pretty sure yours is above the limit.
Mine was like $18
sleeves, like halfway.
You should have
halfway through the episode. You're
just
go full Hulk. Just drop.
But yeah, so big thanks to our patrons.
Indeed. A huge thank you and a giant shout out to Daniel, Finn, T. McCaleb, Jason, Mark, Travis, Andy, Taylor, Grant, Robert, Sue, Holly, Ken, Baron, Nick, Brian, Christian, Brad, Colin, Andrew, Ethan, T. Mac, Ryan, Nick again.
Second Nick.
C-K.
Or first Nick. Should he be first Nick?
I think he is actually first Nick, technically. Okay. But either way.
Are you going through most recent
It is, yes. First are at the top, or most recent at the top.
Yeah.
Lady Palutena, Scott, Tyndall, Matthew, and Allison. Huge
An ever-growing list, and we are super appreciative of all of you.
Always. Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, that sounds about like all the time we've got. So as always, follow us on social. Leave us a review wherever you're listening now or watching on YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
And subscribe.
Drop
smash that bell.
Drop us a comment.
Yeah.
I want to hear
what
winner happened that you're upset about. What should have won one of these categories?
Tell us. You can tell us on Discord. You can join the Discord.
Join the Discord.
Or on socials.
Or on socials. Yeah.
All right. And share with a friend. If you like this, share it. All right. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Steven.
And every spoiler award, spoily award. Was intended.
There it is.
Definitely.